The Empire State Youth Orchestra, known regionally and nationally for nourishing young musicians from communities in New York's capital region as well as western Massachusetts, has announced that its 13 ensembles, including its flagship symphony orchestra and chime program, have resumed in-person rehearsals and meetups for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ensemble rehearsals, which began mid-September, are held weekly in a safe studio environment at Proctor's in Schenectady. Chime, ESYO's after-school program, which suffered a setback after losing critical funds, is to begin online this fall and include several in-person instrument hangs. All ESYO concerts are to be recorded live on Proctor's main stage and streamed to virtual audiences through the orchestra's virtual concert hall. To tell us about all of this, we welcome ESYO Music Director Carlos Agreda, who joins us to tell us more. Good morning, Carlos. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What a great pleasure to have you on the program. So how are things going?
Everything is really fantastic, actually. As you mentioned, we are back in person. Most of our ensembles are rehearsing in person after several months of not doing anything in person. And just the magic of music is something that is bringing a lot of joy to our young musicians. So we are really happy, despite the difficulties. Is really complicated, as you can imagine, to make sure that everybody is safe. But we are really, really happy that we are managing to do this.
So when it comes to actual concerts, when can people expect that?
Actual concerts, meaning with audience?
Well, meaning the virtual concerts. You're getting ready for one now.
Yes, we're getting ready. We are launching a festival in December, the first 2 weeks of December. We will have a virtual festival online through our website where you can just purchase a ticket through Access SEO, even from $1 up, whatever you can pay. And then you will experience, you will see what would be a normal concert. So actually our musicians are recording this as if it was an actual concert. We are not editing, we're not doing any of that. And if you miss the concert, you miss it, because the idea is that this is a unique event, similarly to what a normal concert would be. So it would be, of course, produced and recorded, like with very nice equipment, very high quality, to bring the audience the most realistic experience possible.
You mentioned, in the introduction, about the Chime program and having suffered a bit of a setback after losing some critical funding. Talk a little bit about that and how you make it up.
Yeah, it has been very complicated to really raise to the occasion, but actually we are so fortunate to have a team of staff, our teaching artists and our admin staff, that have been fighting so much to make something possible, to find the ways to continue with our Chime program. So we're happy to continue with the Chime activities online this semester, making sure that our Chime students receive the virtual lessons that they used to have. We learned from the pandemic, from the spring, that many things are possible to do online. So we took advantage of that. We learned so many things, and we now are implementing those tools in order to sustain the education of these young musicians.
What is it? Is there anything that you are missing from this experience? Or, like many of us, you find a silver lining and some things that add to the overall experience?
Yeah, well, there are so many things that we're so happy that we're having now. So many opportunities that this pandemic opened to us that we didn't think that it was possible. For example, in order to make this in-person rehearsals happen, we had to split the big orchestras in chamber orchestras. So, for example, the symphony orchestra. We split it in three chamber orchestras, which are smaller, and opens the opportunity for new repertoire that we haven't had in the past, the chance to perform. And then it's being smaller, the musicians have more individual attention. They are not able to hide behind a stand partner. They have a lot of coaching because we're bringing coaches every other week to do sectional rehearsals. So it is a much more personalized attention that the musicians are getting, and with a lot of opportunities in terms of repertoires. And not talking about many, many other great things that we're using now from the online and the virtual tools that we learned. So definitely we have learned so much, and we hope to keep so many of these things for later whenever things got normal. I'm sure we will keep so many of these great things that we found out because of the pandemic. Of course, some things are difficult, and with the winds and brass are using PPE in a very strange way,
right,
that is not ideal, and all of that, the social distance, but in the end, there are so many things that we're learning and growing from this experience.
I want to direct people to your website, esyo.org, E-S-Y-O.org, and they have can find out more information. They can see your schedule as well as how to help out and to become involved with the Empire State Youth Orchestra. Carlos Agreda, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure. Thank you very much.